Bit late to be up and about right now. Not planning on sneaking out to meet someone while your friends are none the wiser, Well, that looks as it definitely isn't me. Got someone else in mind? No other enemies I need to know about? Hey, for all I know, you've just got a thing for people on the other side. Or am I just projecting? But I don't think I am. Am I? I know I made it very clear to you that I keep a close eye on my enemies, and I notice when things are different. Oh, then I guess that means you've always stolen looks at me whenever we face each other in battle. Were you always that shy? You seemed more nervous than usual when we fought earlier. Then tell me, what were those looks for? As much as you'd like to pretend that they never happened, I am not going to forget that they did, especially when they were directed at me. So, was I right this whole time about this being your weakness? Or is this a new development, maybe? I take it you liked the flowers then. That's good. Which one's your favorite? Always gotta make things more difficult on me, don't you? But I do like a challenge, so keep 'em coming. I hope you haven't forgotten what my goal is. Why do you think I'm out here in the first place instead of being tucked away in a tent? Aside from avoiding using rocks as a pillow and having my belongings ransacked by bears. It's happened enough times for me to care. Though maybe I'd tolerate it better if I shared a tent with you. Now that's a bit closer to the real reason why I'm here. Maybe I can steal you away for the night, set up camp halfway between our groups for just the two of us. We can bask under the stars if you'd like. Or is that too risky? Wouldn't want our friends walking in on us in the morning. But then again, getting caught is half the fun. Oh, I'm definitely not serious about that. Why would I want even the slightest chance of us being found out? You're supposed to be my little secret. Do you really think I'd have a chance to do this with you if you weren't? I'm sure there'd be some resentment on both sides if they knew. Yeah, if my allies saw that I was getting distracted, I might be on the receiving end of a lashing. And I don't need any extra scars on my back. You get used to it when you're out there breaking the rules all the time. But any injuries might keep me locked away in the infirmary for a while. And that means less opportunities to sneak out and see you. I have my reasons for staying, though I won't deny it's tempting to run off on my own. Would you care to join me then? It'd be rather lonely if I were out there all by myself. I could use someone who'd stroke my back and make the pain go away. If not, then how about you make me feel better right now? I've got a lot of aches that need soothing. The scars can wait. I have other things that need your attention right now. Yeah. My body is burning because I want you so badly. It's okay. I don't need much. Just let me kiss you to make it all better. Just one little kiss. And maybe you can make some of those cute noises you always do around me. I promise I'll make it feel good for you, too. What's wrong? I didn't grab you too hard, did I? Here, let me see that. Show it to me. I need to make sure I didn't hurt you. What? Have you not treated your wounds from earlier? I hate to break it to you, but even if there are some special plants out here that can help you, you're not going to find them in the dead of night. You'll end up with half a dozen more injuries from all the tripping you're gonna do. As much as I'd love to go flower picking for you again, I have something else in mind. It'll make you feel so much better, I assure you. Lift up your sleeve for me, would you? Even in the dark, I can tell that's bad. Can't believe you've been walking around like this since then. Don't worry. All that pain will go away in an instant. Better? That's good to hear. Oh, of course I can heal. Can't rely on my allies to do it for me. Let's just say, when you become the rebel of your group, you tend to have fewer people willing to help you. Oh, if only I could heal those scars on my back, then maybe I could get away with breaking the rules more often. Have you tried treating your own back wounds before? Kinda hard to reach all the spots when you're in pain. And that's why I get others to do it for me. Problem is, they're not always willing. What about you? Why didn't you have one of your friends heal you? I know they can. Well, if they really do care about you, then they shouldn't see you as a burden. Is that something they told you? Then how can you be certain that you are one? How well you do in battle doesn't determine your worth, you know. Believe me, you have a very clear purpose, even in battle. Of course, you're really good at keeping me distracted. It throws me off more than you know. Honestly, if I could sit and stare at you during every fight, I would. But I'm going to need to be more careful in the future. I can't have my allies injuring you like that. Hopefully, this is a one-time thing. If you lay low like you usually do, they shouldn't go after you. Now, don't pretend like it wasn't different this time around. You made yourself very vulnerable trying to keep an eye on me. I will say this. The people I work with are the kind to pounce on prey the moment it shows its weak spot. When you lose yourself in your fears like that, it makes it all the more enticing to them. And I don't like that. Well, when you make me fall to my knees the way you do, I start to wonder if I'm not the only one. If I can't trust them to help me when I need them most, then why should I trust them to not try and make their move before me? All the more reason to put an end to all of this. There will come a day when the fighting stops. You have to know that, right? It may not be now, but it will happen. But before that time comes, I'll make sure I'll have won our battle. I can assure you that I'm on track to doing so, and you can't stop me. But I don't think you want to, do you? Maybe I'll get my answer next time. And I'd rather it be in a more comfortable setting than out here in the wilderness. Are there any plans to stop by a town to stock up on supplies? And when will that be? All right, that's when we're meeting. Don't you worry. There are plenty of places in town to meet up without anyone knowing. I've got one place in mind. No one will be able to disturb us. Head over to the inn on the day you get there and ask for me. They'll take you to where you need to be. No one's going to know it's you, because you'll be covered up with this. Try it on with the hood up. Fits you nicely. Not too long or short. You can keep it after this. It won't fit me. And besides, I got it specifically for you. Just don't wear it in front of the boys. Can't have them asking any questions. Save it for when you head to bed. And think of me when it keeps you nice and warm at night. It should tide you over until you experience the real thing. Believe me, it will be much sooner than you realize. Because you'll agree to it very quickly. I'm certain of that. I expect it because you've given me a reason to. You'll see what I mean next time, if you haven't already.